The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Last week, Ishka Aaron warned that the Greater Dublin Area water supply is on a knife edge. And we were also joined on that basis by Aonthu leader here, Padraig Tobin, on The Hard Shoulder about the impact of water connection on housing delivery. Have a little listen to what Padraig Tobin had to say on The Hard Shoulder last week.
There is dozens and dozens and dozens of housing projects across the country that are either waiting to be connected or simply not going ahead because there's no chance of a connection happening anytime soon in terms of water. We've asked Ishka Aaron, when will all the gaps in the water infrastructure be filled that are currently holding back the building of homes? And they've said it's going to be 2050 before that's finished. That's outstanding. So we're talking about water infrastructure being a problem in terms of building homes right up until 2050 in this country.
And for more on this, I'm joined now by Maria O'Dwyer, Infrastructure Delivery Director at Ishka Aaron. Good evening to you. Thank you for coming in to us, Maria. We'll talk about Dublin's water supply being on a knife edge and what needs to be done about that in just a moment. But let's go to the accusation there by Padraig Tobin that water is what's holding up a huge amount of housing delivery in this country, and we're not going to see that aspect of our infrastructure sorted out to 2050. Is he right?
No, I don't believe he's right. Ishka Aaron works very closely with the development industry at the moment. We have a dedicated connections and developer services team in place, and we respond as proactively as we can to all development. So maybe if I give an example, in 2025, we would have a pre-connection inquiry process, which allows developers to engage early with us. And we were able to issue a positive confirmation of feasibility associated with almost 5,000 applications. And they dealt with 180,000 units right around the country. So I do appreciate that even though we can facilitate development in a number of areas, there can always be certain parcels of land where we are challenged and where we can't service that right now. So Ishka Aaron doesn't decide where development happens, but we do everything we can to try say yes. We're committed to supporting the government's housing targets, and we're actively working now through the Housing Activation Office. So we have a member of staff seconded into that. We've brought all our development plans. We've shared all our development plans in terms of where we're investing for growth. The government gave us $2 billion to invest explicitly in projects just to support growth. And where we've identified those projects, we're sharing with the Housing Activation Office so they can line that up with what the other utilities are doing, line it up with the developer plans, because we know that you have to be able to say yes to housing, sure, yes to transport, yes to a number of other different utilities.
And Maria,
before
that sounds good, but what I don't know from what you've said is you've said that you said yes to 5,000 of these developments. I don't know how many people approached you about developments, and I don't know how many you said no to.
So our no is circa like 1%. It's really low. So as I said, wherever we can, we're working with developers to be able
all
to
right
say no.
So
that
no
is a really small
so
part.
99% of housing developments, water is not any kind of a barrier to.
We don't believe it's a barrier. We may be identifying that some upgrades have to happen, but there are usually upgrades that can happen within the life cycle of a planning application. And that's, again, where we work with developers to facilitate those connections.
Okay. Now, I know that Ishka Aaron have said that we need this water diverted from the Shannon in order to facilitate water supply in Dublin. That's something else that Padraig Tobin questioned, the need for the Shannon pipeline. He said the focus should be on repairing the extensive leaks, and we've heard about the extensive leaks before in the network. Is he right? Can we do without the Shannon pipeline? Why is Ishka Aaron so focused on getting it?
The water supply project for the Eastern and Midlands region is a critical infrastructure project to provide a safe, secure, resilient water supply for many of the towns in the Midlands, but also for the counties in the Greater Dublin area. Right now, as you said yourself, the city is on a knife edge with respect to water supply.
Well, I'm quoting you. I don't know whether it's on a knife edge or not.
It is absolutely, and we want to avoid that. So it's our job to call out that risk right now. And, you know, this project that it's in train for 30 years. When Ishka Aaron was created in 2014, we re-looked at it back from basics up. We looked at over 1,100 different options in terms of how could we meet this need. And I suppose the preferred option confirmed was to actually go to a part of the country where you've a huge abundance of water stored and actually take the water from that point and take it to where you need it. Like in this country, we have an abundance of water. The challenge we have is that we don't have the water, treated water in the right place. So we have an infrastructure deficit. And our job in Uisce Éireann, I suppose, is to develop the right infrastructure in the right place at the right time so we can meet the needs of the population.
Okay, so the country as a whole has adequate water, but we don't have it in the right place, as in Dublin. And that's a population, I suppose, reflection, isn't it, that the population is so higher. Currently, Dublin's water supply comes from places like the Vartry Reservoir. Is that right? Where else does our water supply come from currently?
So some of our water comes from the Vartry, but, like, you know, 85% of the water for 1.8 million people is actually coming from the River Liffey. So on the River Liffey, we have two impoundments at the moment, at Paula Fuca and also at Leakslip. And that's where the largest amount of water is abstracted today for the Greater Dublin area. So from a resilience perspective, we have a problem. From a climate change perspective,
the Liffey isn't a big river, but it's not on the scale of obviously the Shannon. It's not an enormous
river. It's the
19th. 85% of our water is coming from the Liffey.
It's the 19th largest river in the country. So that tells you it's pretty small. Whereas the Shannon, as you said, 20% of the catchment of the whole country is actually draining into the River Shannon. So it's our largest river, but it's also the biggest river in the British Isles. And again, it's not just that it's a big river. The key thing is that there is this massive body of water held behind the Partine Basin. So that's an impoundment that the ESB built. So what Uisce Éireann is looking to do is take 2% of the long-term average flow that would otherwise be used for electricity generation. Instead of generating renewable electricity, we're seeking to take that water, treat it, and take it to the Midlands towns and up to the Greater.
Which brings me on to my
area.
Other questions. 2% of the water from the electricity generation plant, but 2% from the Shannon in general. What would that mean? Because there are people who are against this, not only Padraig Tobin, many people west of the Shannon for some reason are against it as well, and see the Shannon as belonging to that region of Ireland, not to the whole of Ireland, etc. So in terms of taking this 2%, will it affect the grid, the national grid, in terms of electricity, and will it affect floodplains or any other aspects of agriculture or whatever coming from the Shannon if this water is taken?
So first up, we appreciate that there are huge concerns in terms of the community in that area, and we know they're really genuine, and we've met an awful lot of that community. And we are seeking to engage with everybody to explain and talk about what we're doing. We have a huge number of community engagement clinics. We've had 20 of them so far in the last 2 months, and we've more planned. And we'd ask anybody concerned to come and talk to our engineers and our environmental people around what's happening. In terms of flooding, the amount of water we're taking is so small, it will have no impact.
So it won't even improve flooding, it will do nothing?
It's too small. It's going to be a negligible impact. We submitted the largest ever planning application in the history of the state before December on this project. And the reason that was so big is that our environmental impact assessment report is massive. Mm-hmm. And as part of that, we did a huge number of environmental assessments, including a very significant water quality modelling exercise. And that looked at different scenarios on the River Shannon, especially when water quality risks are at highest. And we looked at a lot of the issues that community are concerned about. And all the findings of all of that is published. It's available.
But you're saying that there's no impact environmentally, there's no impact in terms of
It's negligible.
And in terms of the grid, because you said that you're taking away 2% of the water that produces electricity.
We've had significant engagement with the ESB, and we will have to pay them a contribution for the loss of electricity generated, but they're okay with us abstracting that water from their.
So are you saying that if we do take water from the Shannon, it will have an impact on the national grid, that the national grid's, I suppose, capacity will be reduced?
We understand it's 2%, so it's negligible again in terms of electricity generation, but the ESB will be compensated for the impact that we are having.
I think people are more worried about capacity than compensation. Maybe last question for you. The other thing that Padraig Tobin did say, he said that you are too slow at repairs. And we do know that there are leaks all over the system because it is an older system and much of the pipework is from Victorian times, etc. But does he have a point, like that for our system to be fully modernised and fit for purpose. We are hearing things like 2050 being touted as a potential length of time. Why is it taking that length of time, and why can't you do it more quickly?
Okay, so look, Ishke Éireann is what, 12 years old. When we were set up, because there was huge deficiencies in the water services infrastructure. That doesn't change overnight. It is going to take a number of decades to bring the infrastructure, water services infrastructure all across Ireland up to that of a very modern water services company. We are making huge inroads. We've made huge progress in terms of improving the infrastructure over the last 12 years. But it is going to take, you know, I believe, a number of other decades.
Is there no way of speeding this up when we know that infrastructure is, I suppose, the focus currently of our government? And everybody says that it is a barrier to lots of different aspects of the country being able to function properly.
So we're prioritising the investment that we have, and we're, you know, focusing on in on areas where there were significant European Court justice cases, where there were significant environmental compliance areas. We're focusing in on areas where it's critical to housing. We're focusing in on areas where there were serious service issues. That said, I totally appreciate right around this country today, there are people experiencing issues and outages. And we genuinely apologise for that. We're endeavouring to minimise that. And our crews, our operational crews, work really hard and tirelessly to fix those interruptions. And our investment programme is then focused on areas where we've prioritised that investment, where we think it'll have the greatest impact in the shortest term. We're working very closely with the government's Accelerated Infrastructure Task Force. That's all about us delivering investment more efficiently, faster. Delays are our biggest challenge, and we can get stuck in a lot of our consenting processes. So we believe if we can smooth these out, streamline them, we'll be able to do more faster and deliver better value for the state.
Maria O'Dwyer, Infrastructure Delivery Director of Ishke Éireann, thank you very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.